Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
You seem eager, Joe. What is it you'd like to say?
I want to comment on life events in the Susquehanna Valley that changed my life.
That's what the introduction says.
It is. I was going to do that.
All right,
but
folks,
you know, it's a pleasure to see you this morning, Mark.
Come on now.
No, it is.
What
I
do you
always
really
enjoy
think?
Our interchanges and exchanges of wit and wisdom here on this program. It's a tremendous opportunity for all of us.
But?
Nothing. You're strikingly handsome, too.
Right? No argument there, but there has to be a big but.
Well, you're dead wrong on most issues.
Thank
but other
you.
Than that,
okay, thank you. All right. Dangerously wrong or stupid, depending upon which part of the
never
spectrum.
Never stupid. Never.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. Well, welcome aboard, everybody. It's the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Joe is the talkative one on the other side of the table. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Matt Cotrillo is in the newsroom, and Mr. Rob Center is our producer. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Throughout our program, you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. If you're not familiar with the Text Connect system, you just sign up at wkok.com. We send you up to a dozen messages a month. Breaking news, if there is that much news. It certainly would be nice if there weren't that much breaking news. But nonetheless, we do use it for that. Dead celebrities, major weather changes that you have to prepare for, or a road closure, that kind of thing. So that's what we use Text Connect for. So if you're already signed up, reply to our message at 70236. If you haven't signed up yet, join the thousands of individuals and the growing number of people who enjoy a text message from WKOK from time to time. Let me tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company.
Oh, please do.
They sponsor the On the Mark show. And now you don't even know what they sell, but I'm going to tell you.
I know what they sell.
Ford.
Fords, Lincolns, Hyundais, Kias.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all correct. All right. Well, he got that much right. Well, within the realm of Ford, what kind of a span of vehicles?
All of them.
Okay. Well, that's
from the
true.
The biggest to the smallest.
Right. Tractor trailer tractors for pulling big trucks around, or you can buy a small car. They still got some Focus on the lot and Foci on the lot, and you can still buy a brand new Taurus. It won't be too long that they say they'll replace that with a different sedan, but nonetheless, that's still available. A lot of SUVs, the Escort, Expeditions, Excursions, and Explorers, the E-Series, as they call it, all SUVs of various sizes. I saw the brand new Escort. Oh, my gosh, it is just gorgeous. It's a perfect little four-wheel drive, perfect high elevation. It's got a skid plate in the front in case you hit a snowbank. I mean, I'm getting one. Okay, let's just leave it at that. Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln.
That go with the truck you were going to get yesterday? I think you're a rather fickle individual when it comes to what vehicle you want next from Sunbury Motors.
Well, yeah. Actually, I'll show you.
You
the
like
picture.
Them all, don't
yep,
you? Tell
I'll
the truth. You'd buy them all.
I saw a picture of the new Ford Ranger, so I'm going to show you a picture of that. It's
right.
White with a hood scoop. It's elevated. It's got electrical outlet in the back, 6-foot bed or heated rear window. I mean, it's got it all. Anyway, I digress. Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln are also available. You can order them. If you don't see on the lot among the hundreds of vehicles they got, you can build one yourself. At some, well, not precisely build it yourself. You can order it in Ford or
so what
Hyundai.
Do they do? Send you the parts? And a wrench?
Yes, I guess that does. That sounds a little different. Yeah, you can
it
build
does.
It yourself. All right, sunburymotors.com, a good place to go to find out what you can and cannot do.
I got to tell you. I'm sorry.
Hometown Pharmacy, just the number, 1-800-795-9565.
I had a wonderful time last night. I attended the fourth grade choral concert at the Sealands Grove Intermediate School, where my grandson Logan is one of the participants. What a wonderful job the teachers and the kids did. It was just such an enjoyable evening.
And you didn't watch the president?
Well, that was after I came home. They had this between 7 and 8.
Oh, I see.
Roughly.
So you're
but
don't
actually,
keep the kids out.
No, they really had did a great show last night. It was very, very enjoyable.
And who's the choral instructor?
I don't have the name right in front of me now, but my grandson loves her, so
Okay.
Anyhow, I got to tell you, you asked me about the president's speech.
Mm-hmm.
I purposely, as I told you before we went on the air, I did not watch it. I didn't want to. I got up extra early this morning, and I wanted to see the coverage of CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. And just be told what I should think.
I will add, I got my first email from Joe today at 4:15. So
right. I said I got up early this morning. But what fascinated me, I thought, you know, Fox focused on all the positive things. They focused on the applause lines, and they focused on the message that the president put out. And, you know, they showed Olivia Ocasio-Cortez looking like she swallowed a dead animal of some sort. And Nancy Pelosi either not clapping or reading papers. I thought she must have been reading his speech as she went along. I think they give copies
of it.
Right,
I think she took notes. I think I saw a pen in her hand one time.
It looks like she was, trying to page ahead and say, how much longer is this going to go on? I thought it was interesting when he talked about abortion, they cut to Chuck Schumer, and if you can read lips, he referred to bovine excrement.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was interesting. I thought CNN was fairly balanced. They had a panel this morning that had some people that don't like the president and some people who do like him. And they analyzed the speech, I thought, fairly well. And then there was Morning Joe on MSNBC, where he and Mika Brzezinski look like the meanest, nastiest, vilest people on earth. I mean, there's no smiling. It's everything's a disaster. He lied. He told false truths. He did this. He did that. Supposedly, they were all upset about a reference he made to El Paso, Texas, and he said it was now a safer place because of the wall. They rushed out and got a statement from the sheriff, who happens to be a Democrat, I understand, and who said they were always safe and it was never an unsafe city, and the wall didn't mean a thing at all. And then Van Jones, who is, I think, the intellectual equivalent of what's that guy, the conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones?
Okay.
Yeah, on the other side. He described the president's speech as psychotically incoherent, filled with cookies and dog whistles.
Really?
That was on CNN. And yet the CBS News poll this morning, I think it was CBS News poll, so the 75% of the American people viewed the speech favorably.
Right.
But, you know, depending on where I watched this morning, if I watched MSNBC, I would be convinced that the president lied about everything.
We're all going to die.
Right. The end of the world is approaching. The apocalypse is here. If I watched Fox, I would believe the sun was coming up and the world was going to shine and everything was going to be great if the Democrats cooperate. And if I watched MSNBC, I'd be torn. Or, I'm sorry,
and
CNN,
the Democratic response, did you hear anything? The
yeah,
only thing
I did.
I heard of the Democratic response is that CBS did fact-checking of it and said that she, too, exaggerated, just as the president did.
It really wasn't a response because I don't think she had his speech in advance.
No, she did not, and it was recorded.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just the Democratic viewpoint of everything that's wrong with President Trump, and as such, I think their sole purpose in having her on was they're boosting her now to run for Senate in, is it Georgia? Yeah, Georgia. So that was the reason she was picked.
Yeah, if you can't be governor, you might as well run for Senate.
Senator, sure. But, I you know, it bothered me looking at some of the reactions of the people, and yet they actually were kind of kind to him when he mentioned all the women who have jobs now, and he was making reference to the fact that quite a few women were elected to Congress, and they all stood up and cheered and applauded that, with one exception. I didn't see Olivia get off of her posterior.
Well, and I think they pointed out on the CBS morning show today, and I just got 5 minutes of it while I was happy to be in the newsroom, that, yes, there's more women in the U.S. Congress, but that's because of President Trump. They're trying to mitigate the damage he's doing. So
really?
All these women ran for Congress. So now there's more of them.
I think it would have happened anyway, whether it was President Trump
or
President...
Well, I think slowly. I think they're probably onto something. I think a lot of people ran last time specifically because they wanted to mitigate whatever damage or, you know, sort of undo whatever the president's
well,
doing.
No harm in that. I mean, there are women of both sides. There are conservative women and there are liberal women. I have no problem with women being in the Congress of the United States or the United States Senate, even when they're Native Americans.
Well, that's another topic. We're going to get to that in a moment. But we'll take your comments. We're not going to dwell on just your opinion of this remarks of the president too long, but we'd love to hear from you. What's your view on things? 1-800-795-9595. 9565. I thought it was a great speech. I think the president does a super job at these things. Now, he obviously does not write them, the speech. The funny thing is, though, the speeches are written more articulate than he is. You know, he has a vocabulary of, let's say, 1 million words, but there's 1.2 million words being used in this speech. So
you're familiar with the president's vocabulary, are you?
Well, you know how he normally talks. He's right. Sort of a you know, middle-class guy.
Down to earth.
Right, yeah, down to earth, street-level kind of guy. And but the speeches are written up, so I always think it's interesting. You know, most presidents always have speeches that appear as though they're a little bit smarter than maybe they really are.
They should have lofty goals and ideals that they present in flowery language.
When the CBS News, I mentioned, they did fact-checking, they didn't find glaring errors. They found a lot of things that were just exaggerated. Now, you can say, well, that's a lie if the president says it. If he says it's 5 million, it's really 4.
Well, according to it's a lie. According to Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, the speech was filled with lies and falsehoods.
Oh, both. Okay. Well, anyway, CBS News said that they really didn't find glaring errors, but I think it was probably, he and his people probably vetted it to make sure that his remarks were spot on.
I would think.
And he made references to drugs coming in the U.S. and without mentioning, this time anyway, he didn't specifically mention where they come in. And CBS points out that they mostly get smuggled in at checkpoints and so on, not crossing at wide open sections where there's no fencing at all. So, yes, what the president said is true. You know, the flow of illegal drugs hasn't been stemmed yet, but it's not true that the wall would necessarily impact.
Well, you did watch the speech.
Most of it, yep. Okay. I fell asleep at the end.
As I said, I purposely didn't watch it because I wanted to be told how I should feel by the three networks. So I formed no opinion of my own. Did you form an opinion?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was a good speech. Well, he has excellent writers. There's no argument about that.
No, I'm not talking about the physical content of it. I'm talking about the tone and the message.
Oh, it was very full of, well, I don't think he once, very rarely pointed at the Democrats and said, they do this. You know, it was very, communal and, drawing America together as a country, less so as a divided country.
Well, I thought the comments I heard where he says you can't, and everybody this morning was taking the fact that he was talking about the Mueller probe, where he said we can't either have, we can't have governor or legislation with investigations, and we can't have legislation with investigations. I forget the exact wording he had there. But I thought he was talking about the Democrats who were called for all these additional investigations and the Republicans. You know, I think he was throwing it to both sides of the aisle that, you know, we can either legislate and govern or we can have all these investigations into each other that are largely partisan. But everybody that I saw this morning was taking it that he was talking specifically about the Mueller probe, and yet he never mentioned it that I heard.
Yeah, I didn't hear it either, but I did fall asleep probably 10-ish or so, 10 p.m. or so.
You and the young Mr. Trump who attended at the invitation of Mrs. Trump.
I heard about that. That's funny. All right, 1-800-795-NOCK. You're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I did catch the president last night. A couple comments which really concern me and I think demonstrates how egotistical the president is, and I was really wanting to talk about that this morning, where he claimed it was his firm belief that if he had not been elected president, we would now be in a major war with China.
North Korea.
Pardon me, North Korea. Exactly. So, and that just to me smacks of the egotistical attitude he has. And then the other part I want to talk about was where he basically was saying, the only way to get past anything is if you quit investigating me. And, you know, that to me is almost like blackmail. Like, you know, do we not have due process where we're supposed to be looking at people? And I think the investigation needs to continue until the American people can be assured that our president is speaking on the up and up, because we know how many times he has lied in the past. And I'm going to go ahead and go off and let you guys discuss that.
Well, before you go off,
sure.
I think his comment about North Korea, I thought was a bit grandiose. I don't think we're on a path to war with them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think he does deserve a great deal of credit for dialing down the rhetoric. I mean, they were being very bellicose. They were sending rockets into the Sea of Japan. They were doing all that stuff that they've now stopped. So I don't know that he kept us out of war with them, but I do think he made it possible for us to come to some kind of an agreement with them, don't you?
Well, we will see. I'm still believing that we're being duped. Last I heard from our intelligence is that their program is still up and viable. And yes, they have not tested anything, but I think we're being played. I think he is a neophyte in a professional game, and he won't listen to his own experts because he thinks he knows it. And again, we're going to get back to the egotistical person I believe he is.
Well, remember John Kennedy listened to his experts and went ahead with the Bay of Pigs. And that turned out not to be a good idea, and George Bush went ahead and listened to his experts.
So we're now flipping back 60 years?
No, and George Bush went ahead and listened to his experts who said that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iran. I'm not saying that Trump's right. I'm just saying that sometimes the intelligence community doesn't get it right either.
Well, if I was to put my faith in something, I think I would put my faith in the entire American intelligence community rather than the egotistical man we have in the number one office.
Fair enough.
My opinion. No,
all
fair
right,
enough.
We got you. Thank you so much, Eric.
Nice.
Appreciate
it. Appreciate your call, Eric.
1-800-795-9565 is the open toll-free line. It's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Call us 1-800-795-9565. It's sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. We do not have any emails that relate to the State of the Union. We have three emails that relate to other types of political topics, but we'll read those on the radio.
Shenanigans.
Yes. Somebody's up to no good here. All right. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're enjoying some reaction to the President's State of the Union address. And the President, I thought, did a pretty decent job. Obviously, he didn't write the remarks, but the what do they call it, braggadocio that he likes to do, that was written into it for him, so he was able to...
My fellow Americans, I'm here to brag for 90 minutes.
Right.
Is that what you think happened?
Right. He was able to talk about the things that he wanted to.
Well, let's talk about the substance of what he had to say. You know, I thought he said he was going to build the wall, mm-hmm. you know, and he continued to press for funding of it, but I don't think he didn't exactly beat the Democrats over the head with it. I thought at some point he might turn around to Nancy Pelosi and say, when are you going to negotiate with me? But he did ask them to come to the table and to negotiate and to come up with a solution. One of the talking heads I saw this morning on CNN said that the president hasn't put anything on the table. He hasn't moved an inch. Well, you know, come on. It's the Democrats who haven't moved an inch. He has said, I am willing to discuss. Here's my proposal. He's laid out what his proposal is. He wants to build the wall. He wants $5 point something billion to get started with it. And that's what he said he wants. The Democrats have not come out in any great extent at this point and said, well, no, we won't give you that, but here's what we will give you. Now, Nancy Pelosi did make a statement about a certain amount of money, but for nothing to do with a fence. And then I saw they had a talking head on. Who was the talking head this morning? It was a female politician, someone who said, well, we won't negotiate on the wall at all. We won't give him the wall. Well, why not? You know, what's the...
Well, what about this fencing idea that you say is only 3 feet tall, but what if it were 10 feet? Would that help? I guess he wants a wall that you cannot climb over, which is, you know...
That would be ideal, right? Otherwise, right. Why waste the time putting up a wall to begin
with? Well, he described the wall he wants. It doesn't sound like they're all that far apart. It's a see-through, you know, a slatted wall that you can't fit through, but, so that you can see through it if you're looking at it in a certain direction. And the air can get through it, and critters can get through it, right. Or small ones can anyway.
Well, the problem I see that he has is that in calling for unity, that rings a little hollow from someone who has been somewhat disunionizing in terms of his references to people and the way he deals with certain topics. You know, it's almost like saying, okay, we beat each other half to death, now let's stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's okay to say we need to put the partisan rhetoric behind us and we need to move on, but they have to be sure, I think the Democrats would have to be sure that he actually meant that before they gave him any real trust.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Call us immediately about the State of the Union address. All four lines are open, so you wouldn't have to wait at all. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Well, I guess that's true. There's so much bragging that goes on. You could tell when he was sort of off the written version of it. And then you're right. His previous remarks kind of undermine. And you know that he exaggerates to the point of just blatant lying on other occasions, though not last night. Well, I mean, that I detected.
He said something like, for example, this. I realize that I may have in the past used language that some people found divisive and offensive. I resolve from this day forward to do better in that regard.
Mm. Well, that would have been nice to
And hear. I want to work with the Democrats, and I want to produce meaningful legislation. I mean, he got a round of applause when he talked about lowering the cost of health care, lowering the cost of drugs, and protecting people who have pre-existing conditions. There was a lot that the Democrats could applaud in his speech last night. But I think for them to go forward, he needs to accept some of the responsibility for the negative tone that exists in our political process today. And I don't think he did that.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Call us right now. We're going to move on. One of our emails relates to Elizabeth Warren and has nothing to do with the State of the Union address. What was her demeanor last night? Did anybody show pictures of her?
I didn't see any,
okay.
But, you know, I'm sure she wasn't smiling.
All right. Let's see. We have the reaction from Senator Toomey. Pat Toomey says economic growth is the best it's been in decades, saying it's largely due to our historic tax reform and deregulatory efforts in the past 2 years. Quote, the economy, economic growth has accelerated, unemployment has dropped to record lows, middle class wages are rising, and for the first time there are more job openings than there are people looking for a job,
right.
Unquote. He says the president was right to underscore the significance of that progress. Toomey continued his support for President Trump's case for enhancing security at the southern border. However, Toomey criticized the president on his trade policy, saying the administration is taking us down the wrong path. We have his whole statement at WKOK.com. Senator Bob Casey said the president should have called for more unity. Quote, the president should have pledged tonight no more shutdowns and committed to taking additional steps to help the 820,000 federal employees recover from the adverse impact of his government shutdown, unquote. Casey says President Trump also missed an opportunity to speak to America's middle class who are struggling to make ends meet.
Well, you know, he referred to the economic miracle and, of course, this morning on Morning Joe, there's no economic miracle. The economy's bumping along at best.
Bumping along. All right. Well, I don't know who it was. AP. Somebody listed all the economic indicators that you can find. About two-thirds of them are really sort of positive but, you know, there are economic indicators, and I'm going to throw this out. This is not true. But like housing starts or mortgage rates or something, you know, they found a number of things that are still flat. That's
sure.
We were going to talk about that Monday. I never got to it, but that was there. Dale, you're on the mark.
Yeah, I just talk about the broader aspect of the whole situation. I just, everybody there yesterday is basically involved in an embezzlement institution. I mean, look, they all got ideals and they all want to facilitate it, which I say controls the monetary part of it. So basically, that's what the voters get. I mean, like I said, I don't vote anymore because I don't get boxed in like Fox and CNN's been working for years to box people's intellect in, like you know, kind of make them smaller, package them up so they can handle them. So if you have a broader thought process, you understand that it's embezzlement institutions on both sides, and basically they're not fighting against each other.
Who's embezzling?
Who's embezzling what?
The whole people who are at the State of the Union. They're all about embezzlement institutions. Embezzled money off at people who earned.
Everybody in the Congress is an embezzler?
They all work for an institution, don't they?
They work for the government. Is he calling the government an institution? I guess, yes, they work for an institution.
Okay, so you're trying to make my thought process... But you can handle my thought process, right?
No, I'm just saying I don't understand how you equate
I'm just telling you, okay, the ideals are being floated, okay? Just like our governor's talking about, he's going to start a jobs program. All this extra money our state is getting from marijuana, okay, from gambling and all like that, okay? Major money. And now they're making marijuana, okay? It's illegal federal. Where's the FBI in this? Because I know a young kid making... 17 years old, making $13,000 a year. They got to pay federal taxes. The people who are bankrolling off marijuana don't have to pay no federal tax. So where is the FBI?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they do.
You think that's fair? Come on, man.
All right.
I believe everybody pays taxes.
Thank you. Dale never quit. He just fade away. Okay. Thank you, Dale. We appreciate that. We're going to do a fact check on your call. All right. You're listening to On the Mark on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Elizabeth Warren and her law school application up next. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan's right across from me, so if you need him, just let me know. I'll summon him. It is February 6th of 2019.
You called?
No, not yet.
Not yet. All right.
Rob Sender is our producer. He does a super-duper fabulous job. He did a wonderful job today when the Rock Red for Healthy Hearts doctor was here, Dr. Petra Lynch. So that interview is up and running. So WKOK and Evangelical Community Hospital continue to focus on heart health. So we invite you to please go to WKOK.com, click through to Evan for the schedule of activities. There's a blood screening coming up and a number of other events. And the talk with the doc was last night. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We do have one State of the Union address remark, so we'll read that on the air. Somebody else sent us a clipping about U.S. Senator Warren, Elizabeth Warren, put down on her bar association, or to be admitted to the bar, that she was a Native American, so American Indian. So we'll talk about that in a moment. And what is it? Senator Menendez has somebody who doesn't belong in the U.S. working for him, so we can talk about that. So immigration still on the mind of some. Well, how about this comment that sent shockwaves across the state of Pennsylvania yesterday?
So today I put forth my budget address. Let me cut to the chase. This proposal asks for no new taxes.
That's not a comedy skit. That is actually the Governor Tom Wolf addressing a joint session of the state legislature, delivering his budget address. He used last week to talk about raising the minimum wage and the process of sampling public opinion before seeking to legalize marijuana, or other topics that he talked about last week, like an infrastructure tax that would increase natural gas prices but pay for needed infrastructure in Pennsylvania. Here's our correspondent with the rest of the story about the governor's remarks.
This is Governor Tom Wolf's fifth budget, a $34 billion spending plan that does not include a tax increase. Even so, Wolf is proposing spending increases for education and workforce development, which he calls the statewide Workforce Education and Accountability Program.
This plan calls on contributions from the business community, labor unions, educators, research institutions, students, parents, and adult workers. And it increases opportunity for every Pennsylvanian at every stage of life.
Wolf also wants to increase spending for education at all levels, create a grant program to help address student debt, and set a starting salary of $45,000 a year for public school teachers. Budget hearings get underway next week. I'm David Payne, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Pennsylvania State Police are adopting a new policy to govern troopers' interactions with foreign nationals or individuals that they suspect may not be U.S. citizens. The procedures in the works for nearly 2 years were adopted after criticism that officers were acting as an informal arm of the Immigration Enforcement Office. ProPublica and the Philadelphia Inquirer reporting last year raised questions about racial profiling and unlawful arrests. The new procedures imposed last week say officers can't summarily question passengers in a vehicle stopped for suspicion of violating traffic rules, cannot ask them about their immigration status. They also may not be detained just for the purpose of questioning them about their immigration status any longer. Troopers can no longer attempt to detail or arrest foreign nationals based only on their immigration status. State police may contact ICE after an interaction with a foreign national is complete. Right, state police. A bill that would prohibit most stores in Philadelphia from going cashless is headed to the full city council. The city law and government committee approved the bill by a 4-1 vote after a hearing. Philly.com reports the bill would prohibit retail locations from refusing to accept cash or charging cash-paying customers a higher price. The legislation now heads to the full council for consideration. It could be voted on as early as February 14th. Proponents of the bill argue cashless stores essentially discriminate against consumers who do not have access to bank accounts. The bill was amended to exempt businesses like parking lots and wholesale clubs. Republican Councilman David O. opposed the bill, pointing out that City Hall doesn't accept cash for some of its services.
Have you ever read what it says on a bill? For all debts, public and private.
Oh.
I was always taught that if someone refused to accept United States currency as payment, you had the right to walk out with what it was you were purchased without paying them.
Oh, wow.
That they have to accept that. It says for a payment of all debts, public and private.
Oh, I guess some businesses popped up in Philadelphia that don't accept cash, including City Hall, where some of the things that you pay for, they don't want cash in the office, so you have to have a credit card.
Well, given the sticky fingers some Philadelphia politicians are renowned to have, that's probably not
a bad
idea.
Based on security.
But seriously, I mean, it is, I understand the desire to go to a cashless society, but, you know, you can't say you won't accept cash. I don't see how they can do that.
Well, they can't, and they won't be able to soon in Philadelphia. And finally, Ivanka Trump and her brothers are responding to a new art exhibit that portrays the presidential daughter vacuuming crumbs using an upright vacuum cleaner to clean a carpet.
Oh, and you can throw crumbs at her.
Right.
Don't forget that.
Hold on. Ivanka Trump says in a tweet that the Ivanka vacuuming installation. Women can choose to knock each other down or build each other up. I choose the latter. Her brother Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, sad but not surprising to watch the self-professed feminists launching sexist attacks against Ivanka Trump. In their crazed world, oh, this is part of the quote, in their crazed world, sexism is okay if it hurts their political enemies. Eric Trump claimed that on Fox that his sister is a powerful woman who has done more for women than probably anybody in Washington, D.C., unquote. The art piece by Jennifer Rubel invites the public to throw crumbs onto a carpet, watching as Ivanka elegantly vacuums up the mess, her smile never wavering. So this is live art, performance art, I guess.
Well, there's been worse performance art. But
well, I like the fact that Ivanka has done more for women than probably anybody, as long as he qualifies that, than anybody in Washington, D.C. I think we could probably find some women's leaders who have done some pretty important
maybe they're
things.
Not in Washington.
Well, yeah, they probably stay away from Washington.
Right.
That's where bad things happen.
I mean, I think you could say almost anything about people in Washington and probably have some element of truth to it.
All right.
As Dale says, they're all embezzlers.
Well, Right. I wonder if he means even the Supreme Court justices.
I don't know. One of our writers says, good morning. I watched the speech, and there were about seven lies. He inflated every number he could, such as unemployment, the economy, jobs, illegal immigrants, etc. By Nancy Pelosi, it will take days to fact-check all of the misrepresentations that Trump made last night. The wall goes out in the water so a boat or swimmer could get around it anyway. Look at all our debt. We don't need that much wall funding, just more security. Great job, Nancy. Well, here's a thought. If the wall went all the way out into the water, you had a wall all the way across the border, but when you got to the ocean, it only ran a few feet out into the water, guess where you could safely put quite a few ICE agents?
In boats?
No, right there at that part of the wall.
Where the wall ends. Okay.
You know, you wouldn't need them all the other places where the wall's there and working.
Too.
You know, right. So whatever.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. That wraps up our State of the Union reaction. One of our listeners sends us a note, says, are you going to report on the recent finding that Elizabeth Warren listed American Indian as her race on her Texas state bar card in 1986? It's been said on the show that she said she was. She
never said she was. And that's true. She did say, I never claimed to use it for an advantage. But obviously, she lied.
All right. We called up the CNN politics version. Joe, just the first two paragraphs.
Says, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren listed her race as American Indian on a state bar of Texas registration card in 1986, the Washington Post reported Tuesday. The Post's reporting represents a previously unknown instance of Warren claiming her race as Native American and the first document that appears to definitively show Warren making the claim in her own handwriting. According to the Post, Warren has previously declined to answer whether she or an assistant filled out forms in which her race was listed as Native American.
Well, this is getting ridiculous. She should resign from the Senate.
At once. Immediately, yes.
Well, if she's lied on her bar application, you know, I understand people have said all along that she claimed to be Native American and that she's, you know, this
1/1024th
percentage of Native American. But to falsify your bar association, okay, so that means you're claiming to be a member of the bar, falsely, or you are a member of the bar, but you're there on false pretenses. Of course, being a lawyer is an important part of her resume to get into the Senate. So, I don't know. She should step down.
Attorneys here who are applying for a job. One of them's Native American and the other one's a white person. Who do we hire? Well, let's hire the Native American. Turns out the Native American is a white person who's lying about what she is.
Oh, brother.
Well, isn't that a lie? We said we have our one writer said the president lied seven times last night. He should be fact-checked, should be drummed out of office for his lies and misrepresentations.
Right. Washington Post found out about this. The card obtained in an open records request lists Warren alma mater as the University of Houston and Rutgers Law School, but no other racial identifiers. A Warren aide didn't dispute the card's legitimacy. Do they have any other reaction to it? Has she reacted to this? I haven't heard.
Didn't debate the card's legitimacy or Warren's handwriting.
Right. Just there have been other instances where she says she was Native American. Well, that's ridiculous. And she doesn't even list, you know, that she's part Caucasian and part Native American. She just says she is American Indian.
Well, according to her DNA test, she was, 1/1024th Native American, possibly. Didn't say that it for sure that she was. Said it's possible that that DNA was from a Native American.
I think you can put a fork in it. Am I right here?
Put a fork in?
Yeah, her presidential aspirations.
Well, I would certainly think that, you know, between she and Spartacus, the Democrats are going to have to come up with somebody better to beat Trump.
Right.
He got schooled yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I think it was, or else yesterday morning, by the nominee that President Trump has put forward to succeed Brett Kavanaugh on the district court. And she's a government lawyer now and been decreed by the Bar Association to be well qualified for the position. But Cory Booker said to her, have you ever hired any LGBTQ law clerks? And she looked at him and said, Senator, I'm not yet a judge. I don't have any law clerks.
She's just an employee. Good.
Well, but still, he didn't even know who he was talking to. He was just so intent on making his point. Did you have any LGBTQ assistants? And she said, I don't know. I hire people based on how they present themselves to me, not on, you know, what their sexual orientation, religion, or color is. I thought it was an excellent answer.
So she's hiring people based on qualifications?
Yes, believe it or not.
Oh, my God. That'll never do. All right. 1-800-795-9565. We have Elizabeth Warren claiming to be Native American, 100% American Indian, I should say, on her Bar Association card. Is that all right? Or I think she should resign, but Joe doesn't seem to say either way. So we'll take that question.
Oh, I thought she should resign immediately.
Oh, okay. All right. I wasn't sure.
We could get a lineup of people resigning. The governor, Governor Northam, her, the lieutenant governor of Virginia. Well, let's get them all out.
Everybody.
Everybody goes.
All right. Cindy, you're
all
on the mark.
Embezzlers anyway, right?
Thanks for calling in.
No doubt, Joe. No doubt. I just wanted to see on this issue before I go to the one I really called about. Last night on PBS, there's a show, I think it's called Finding Your Roots, where this professor, he looks into famous people's family trees. And I believe the man's name is Michael Strahan, the person he was talking to. He's on
football player.
ABC.
Right.
Pardon me?
He was a former football player, right.
Okay, yes. That's a space between his front teeth. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yep.
It turns out that two generations back, his grandfather was a white man who had four children with a black woman. So now let me ask you this. Is now Mr. Strahan a white person or a black person? Or, as I see it, what does it matter? I mean, I think that many of us would find, if we look back in our history, that there are many of us are not of one single race. So maybe we ought to quit obsessing about it.
I agree.
Okay. So let's
look at
on.
What the Germans did with respect to Jewish ancestry. They had this complete formula set out about if your great-great-grandfather was Jewish and your great-great-grandmother wasn't, you are one 225th. And they had all these race laws. You know, is that where we're headed in this country? What does it matter? Dr.
Exactly.
King pointed out that the content of your character is more important than the color of your skin. That hasn't changed.
And yet who, what organization measures us most frequently with regards to our race?
The government.
Exactly. The group that claims at the same time to be trying to play down the value of race, to make us all equal people. You're not going to do that while you keep asking me what color I am. You're not going to do that. All you're doing is amplifying this issue of what race a person is. You're highlighting it. But to what I really wanted to say, Joe, I'm shocked that you didn't listen to the speaker's own words but deferred to these talking heads for what the man had to say.
Just an experiment. What was just
I
an experiment?
I now see these talking show opinionators as pretty much in the same line as those magazines when you check out at the grocery store who report that aliens have procreated with someone. That's
you mean
how
haven't?
Much value I place on what these people have to say. I don't... You know, I'm going to be 64 soon. I'm not wasting another second of my life listening to these people rant and rave. And I urge you to do the same thing. Come to your own opinion. Don't you think each of us deserves to be heard as a person and for people to listen to what our words really are and not listen to what people have decided we said or choose to spin or interpret what we meant?
Well, that would be ideal. Yes, that would be ideal. But in today's world, so many people rely on what their favorite talking head has to say.
I have no favorite talking head. Let me repeat, I see them all as pretty much equal to those magazines in the grocery store where people have alien births and have everyone getting divorced and publish the most unflattering pictures of people to gain more money. And that's exactly what this is. They want more money, and so they just say the most ridiculous, unfounded things without any repentance at all in what they're doing. And I thought last night that the president said several very important things, one of which was it's not a victory for the party, it's a victory for the country. Right. We should be seeking those issues we can agree on and move forward as a group. As long as we spend our times on either side of the river throwing stones at each other, we won't fix anything. And that's what we're doing now. It's, you know, those of us who sit aside from this, like me as an independent, you know, I just see it as incredibly dysfunctional. Incredibly dysfunctional. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Well, thank you
Cindy.
So much. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
I'm going to have to go to the checkout line of the grocery store and check out some of those magazines. I didn't know which people were having alien births.
Have you ever considered adopting a truly fine alien baby?
Well, none's been presented to me, but if they have superpowers, I might consider it.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, we got two updates. One is on a Senator Menendez, and we're going to read that in a moment. But we also have an update from the Harrisburg Diocese on the teacher who was fired from the classroom she's getting pay and benefits. So here's the statement from the diocese. It says, I can confirm that Our Lady of Lourdes School and the Diocese of Harrisburg received copies of documents that were filed in the Northumberland County Courthouse Friday. Our attorneys will be preparing a response. As has been previously stated, every professional employee agrees to follow the teachings, doctrine, and laws of the Catholic Church as part of the hiring process, including those policies detailed in the Catholic Identity and Mission section of the Diocesan School Policies and Regulations. These policies can be found on the diocese website. I can also confirm Ms. Nyad Reich is receiving full pay and benefits for the duration of her teaching contract, including health care. So that's until June, probably the end of June. So I think we've reported a lot on this story, the teacher that's kicked out of the classroom because she's pregnant, unwed and pregnant.
It's a Catholic school.
At a Catholic school. Right. But what hasn't been reported, but I think is very important, is that she's getting full pay and benefits.
Well, when it was
that's
announced.
That's a gracious gesture on the part of the
It was, but when she
diocese.
When it was announced, wasn't she told she was fired?
Right. Well, she
that
is
doesn't sound
fired.
Like she's fired. It sounds like she was suspended with pay.
Well, but I think they fired her. I don't think they want her back. I think you're fired. But just as an element of grace, I think they're extending this to the end of the year. But so the injunction is to get her back in the classroom.
Okay. Well, let's look at this from another aspect. Let's say she's had the child. They're paying her up to the point that she's had the child. Okay. It's now a child born out of wedlock. It has a name and all the other things. Would they not hire a teacher who had a child out of wedlock?
Well, you can ask that question. Or if she had the child over the summer and somehow secreted it, is that feasible? You know, took some time off without disclosing that it was so that she could have a baby and then had some of the summer to be, you know, showing as pregnant. Would they let her come back? The other question is, if it had been a male who was in a relationship and it became known that he had a child out of wedlock and was living, you know, unmarried with the mother of the child.
Right. So having one.
Would they fire him?
Yeah, you're right. That's an excellent question. That is an excellent question.
Well, and I like your for instance, too, that you said.
Well, I just said I think it would have put them in a difficult position, and I'm not saying this lady, but let's say the situation is existing somewhere else, and the person says, oh, well, I can't have a baby out of wedlock and still keep my job. Fine, I'll go get an abortion. What would the reaction have been from the religious leader leading the church at that point?
No.
I would hope that would be their reaction. No, don't do that. You know, it's more important, which I suspect is probably why the bishop has agreed to pay her or decided to pay her her benefits and salary between now and the time the child is born.
Well, allow me to do what's best for someone else. Put a ring on it already.
Really?
I think that's a quick solution out of this. Everybody
well,
is.
I'm a mayor. I can perform marriages. I'd be happy to do it for him for
well,
free.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, it wouldn't even have to be a real one. It could be a mayor's one.
Well, that's, hey, I beg your pardon. Mayor's marriages are real, my friend.
No, I'm just kidding.
I've all done right. a number of them, and I think that people are still mostly together.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's a reflection on you if marriages don't necessarily last. You know, I've disclosed on the radio in the past, I'll say it again, I was married once before, but that's not a reflection of the late Judge J.W. Myers, who married
who
me the first time. Although he always questioned it, the license was from Lycoming County, it was conducted in Northumberland County, and he was from Columbia County, so he always says...
Well, that was doomed to fail right from
right,
the start.
He said, I'm not sure if this sticks, but in any event, everybody recognizes it as one, so... But
well,
then
the
I met
issue,
my lovely bride.
The issue is still there, and I gather okay. now it's in the hands of Judge Jones, who... is a very wise man, and I'm sure he'll make a fair and equitable decision.
Right, next month. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the other thing. That's why there's no hurry. She's not cut off from her pay and benefits, so that works out. But, since I know what's best for other people, I think Mr. Man in this relationship should put a ring on it. That would be the easy way out. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Let me take a quickie break. When we return, Senator Menendez in a little bit of hot water.
Hometown pharmacies, every season, every day.
Hi, this is Brad from Lewisburg Pharmacy, and I'm proud to be part of the Hometown Pharmacy family. Everyone's busy nowadays, and sometimes you just run out of time to get the things done. Things like calling the doctor's office to get refills for your prescriptions, and even picking up your prescriptions once they're filled. No worries. Lewisburg Pharmacy's here to help. No matter where you have your prescriptions filled now, Lewisburg Pharmacy can transfer your prescriptions for you. You won't have to lift a finger. We'll fill your prescriptions and even deliver them to you. What makes Lewisburg Pharmacy and all the Hometown Pharmacies great? It's the personalized service we give each and every customer every day.
Now that's the way it should be. The hometown feel we all want, but seems hard to find. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, do so much more than the big box stores. Every season, every day.
Hometown pharmacies in Mifflinburg, Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Mount Pleasant Mills, Danville, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg, making a local difference every season, every day.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I want to let you know that our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565 is that telephone number, and some smart men have chosen to dial that. Al, first of all, from Northumberland. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning. Thanks for giving me a chance to call in again. The other day, we were talking about... something, and I got the last word in. I think that's wonderful. I got the last word in one time. But anyways, I watched the State of the Union, and to me, it's like it was a good report because he laid out an agenda, and it's like part one, part two, because he put an agenda forward for the next year. This we can do this way, and get this taken care of, that taken care of, if we all work together as Americans. Where I was pushing the we thing, we the people. And he wanted to do that, and he put out a great agenda for the whole year. And he, let's see.
Do you have notes?
I'm sorry about the dead air. But anyways, it's the swamp people sitting there with him, and they're sitting on their hands. And they all become millionaires when they go to that swamp, and most of them are lawyers. So he's not just fighting Democrats and Republicans. He's fighting for the American people about all these people they were saying earlier in your show about embezzling in. Well, they all become millionaires when they get there. And it's quite obvious that they're not making that much money. So there's something great about the swamp, and they're putting out millionaires, and it's going to be hard to change it. But I think he's waking America up to, just with his great stories of Americans and bringing them together. And then my high point for the evening was when he wanted to get rid of that third trimester abortion and make that illegal against across all the states and across the whole America, which is a step forward for the radical step that they wanted to take forward.
Yeah, late-term abortion.
This,
right, that's the comment where Chuck Schumer was shown mouthing the words about bovine excrement.
And all the girls in white sat on their hands.
Well, yeah,
I don't want to be facetious, but why were they in white? And if they would have had hats or hoods, who would that remind you?
Well, it was to honor yesterday, I think, was the 100th anniversary of the vote. No, it was 100th anniversary of women getting the vote.
It was honored
the
suffragettes.
In solidarity for the,
But somebody pointed out there wasn't one American flag pin on any of those women.
It's horrendous. It's horrendous going on.
You men need a different hobby. We're flag spotters.
No, that wasn't great. I mean, those people just showed their true colors, which is great. They don't care about babies. They don't care about border walls. And somebody's got to toot Trump's horn because he's doing a wonderful job. And I could toot his horn all day long, or I could fight him all day long, and they'd rather fight. And you can't deny that we're finally respected again in the world. And that's why we aren't. And his other comment, he was probably right. North Korea, that would have been a real mess, and Obama said it to him. He said, this is our biggest threat, and this is our biggest problem today right there, and he says, watch Flynn. Those were the two things that he told him.
Watch what?
Watch Flynn. He said, watch Flynn. He didn't like Flynn. Obama warned him about Flynn way before it happened.
I got lost here. Who's Flynn?
General Flynn.
General Flynn.
Oh, okay.
General Flynn. That was the two warnings he got and gave in the same breath.
Right.
Watch North Korea and whatever Flynn was up to. He said, watch him. He's one of my troublemakers.
Okay.
And, so these guys, it's transparent what they're doing. I mean, here's my agenda, though. This would really straighten it out down there. If we had taxation with representation, that would be number one. And then number two, term limits for everybody. So they can't become millionaires and swamp rats and highly corrupt and in there for 40 years and running dynasties. And then a flat tax. Could you imagine a flat tax? Everybody knows what they're going to pay, and you pay this much, and you got a flat federal, a flat state, a flat local.
All right. We got you, Al. Thank you so much.
You're doing a good job tooting the president's horn. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you.
You're our tutor in chief.
Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Another tutor.
Hey, good morning. You got that right, brother. I agree with the previous two callers. I disagree with the first caller there. It won't mention names. But one of the things that stood out to me also was Trump said, which I don't know if it was ever said in a State of the Union message, will never, never become a socialist country. And, I was amazed who all applauded that.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders didn't, though. He looked like he had been struck in the face with a fish.
And neither did some of the new elected Congress ladies and men too. But Nancy Pelosi applauded, and so did Chuck Schumer. So that gives me a great element of hope that they're not in line with the socialist wing of the Democratic Party. I think that lifted my spirits quite a bit. And also, the chants broke out just like almost like a Trump rally. USA, USA.
Yeah, that was a little bit unusual for a State of the Union.
No, they'd done that before.
It was very different. Yeah, I don't know how many times that happened. And they sang happy birthday to that one veteran. And that those three things that stood out so much different. And from all the other State of the Union messages, but I think it was very positive. And I agree, some things that Trump wants, don't matter if you're a Democrat, die-in-the-wool Democrat or a Republican or whatever, they're good for our country. And why is it that we can't get behind the great things that the president wants? It's not that I listen to Fox and I agree with Fox or that I listen to CNN and disagree. It's my own formed opinions I formed over the long years, even before there was a Fox News or a CNN or even a Rush Limbaugh. They didn't make me believe what I believe. I believe it because I believe it's the right way to go for a positive United States. And that's about all I can say on that.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call.
Yep, and you, that's... Yep, you won't have to cut me off today.
How long have you been on, do you know?
I don't know, really.
Probably about 3 minutes.
Yeah, my time, and this great program today, as always, and I feel like you, Joe, you know, when you come in, it's a pleasure, and it's a pleasure to hear both of you talk and all your guests every day. It really is. It makes my day better. So,
well, that's cheerful news. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Keep up the good work.
All right, appreciate that.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
Paul, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Well, gentlemen, I guess my problem is I got too much time to listen and read.
That is precisely what we say off mic.
We say that's your problem. All right, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, just recently, a colored person was shot 3 times, and he was unarmed. And this took me back...
Is that the Mississippi case? The police case?
I'm not too sure, but it may have been in that situation. But a book took me back a few years when they had a thing in Texas where a 4-year-old girl had fell down into an open well hole, and they accused a black man of taking her, and they started to run people down with the cars, and they were killing people. Now, this is something that is not as acceptable as far as being American. And now you have a situation in 1939 where a college by the name of Wiley versus Hartford in justice, and they found that there was a 15-year-old boy who was the leader of a debating team, and he made a statement that shocked and stopped Harper from being the winners of the debate. He said that on their way through Alabama, their team saw a crowd of white people take a black man, hang him by his neck in a tree, and then set his body on fire. He said that we were in such awe that we hid our faces on the floorboards of the bus. And he said that our objective was to point out the fact that there is no equality when it comes to law and justice, and that he felt that these people that were the mob that committed this crime didn't give the man a trial, didn't know what his crime was. They didn't know if he murdered anybody or if he raped somebody. They had no idea what his crime was. And he said, it is my intentions that we have a right and a duty in order to bring about justice for all. And he said, had not the crowd killed this man, they would have been the criminals instead of the man being hung for a crime he did not commit. So what we are doing now is we are going back to a time period where we didn't take into consideration innocence or guilt. We now shoot to kill and ask questions later.
So you're talking about the Mississippi shooting, I assume, correct?
Right. It was in Alabama a minute ago.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, it was, yeah. Well, the incident that he was referring to was an incident that they saw going through Alabama.
Okay.
And it to me, it is something that is, it shows me that we are not civilized anymore, and yet we called Indians savages, barbarians, and we act just as bad, if not worse.
When was this lynching? I mean, we haven't had a lynching that I'm aware of in quite a while, have we?
Okay, this goes back, Joe, this goes back to 1939.
Okay, that's what I thought. You made it almost sound like it was last week. That's why.
No, if it was last week, I think you would see more, you would see a race riot. Because they had a race riot when the four-year-old girl fell into the open well in Texas.
That was more recent.
Are you sure?
I remember a child falling in a well, but I don't remember all the other things associated with it. I remember the effort to get a child out. I don't know what state that was in, but I don't remember anybody going off and killing other people over it. So I'm not certain I understand when you're talking about or what time period you're talking about.
Well, this goes back, I would say, either in the 40s or the late 30s. Because what it did is it united the town, and they all worked together to get the girl out of the well. And then after that, the community made an apology to all the people that they had committed atrocities to.
All right. We got you, Paul. Thank you so much. So people can change. That's the moral of the story. Yeah, the police shooting that we're talking about.
1987, the little girl, Jessica McClure Morales, at the age of 18 months, fell into a well in her aunt's backyard in Midland, Texas.
And that case, baby Jessica.
Well, that's what I was thinking of. But okay. I don't know that other people got killed as the result of that, and I can't find any story that they did.
Yeah, I think we're blending our stories. Okay. And the one I was talking about is the Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has concluded that a Hoover, Alabama police officer was justified and did not commit a crime in shooting and killing E.J. Bradford, age 21, at the River Chase Galleria Mall, November 22nd, 2018. Marshall released a 24-page report detailing an investigation and review more than 10 weeks after the fatal shooting, which happened Thanksgiving. The day after the shooting, the State Bureau of Investigation assumed the investigation, which lasted 7 weeks. The report lays out what investigators believe happened during the chaotic moments inside the mall that left two people injured and one dead. Aaron Brown shot Brian Wilson twice. Okay, well, this is inside the mall. Over the course of 5 seconds, one of the individuals who was not involved in the shooting was unarmed, was a black man running away from a white officer, was shot. The officer thought he had been part of this gunplay.
And was originally identified as the shooter, but then they corrected that.
Right. All of those fatal mistakes, but the shooting still listed as justified. But this has not gained widely controversial national attention. It is viewed as sort of the last chapter of what was a police shooting, but it's not highly controversial, I wouldn't say, the outcome of this. So
well, it was
not
apparently
getting...
not deliberate in any way, shape, or form. It was apparently a mix-up that anybody could have made,
right,
or a mistake anybody could have made.
So that's that shooting. All right, Senator, but read this paragraph that's on the page, and then we'll be done with that.
Senator Bob Menendez employed an illegal immigrant who was a registered sex offender as an unpaid intern in his Senate office, and that intern is now under arrest by immigration authorities. The Associated Press reports. The Homeland Security Department instructed federal agents not to arrest the teen until after Election Day. A U.S. official involved in the case told the Associated Press.
All right, so we can read more of that if you're interested in that. One of our good listeners.
Not to arrest them until after Election Day.
Yeah.
Gee, that's
no politics there.
No politics there, right.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacies toll-free line. We invite you to call it. The Hometown Pharmacies are the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, which is out out on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. The Norrie Pharmacy, which is on Duke Street, Route 147, North Elmwood, which both lanes are wide open right now. And Danville Pharmacy, which is on Mill Street in Danville, as I would say off mic, right next to the cop station. Lewisburg Pharmacy, which is on 2nd Street in Lewisburg. Trutz Pharmacy, which is right on Walnut Street, which is Route 45 in Mifflinburg. And the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, which is on Market Street, which is only Market Street in Bloomsburg. These are places where you can walk to them. Well, you got to be pretty close to Shade Mountain in order to walk to it. But if you're out deer hunting on Shade Mountain, you can walk right down the hill and go into the Shade Mountain Pharmacy. Point being that these are centrally located so that you do not have to drive all over heckin' creation to get to the important places you need to save money, get super service. And let's suppose you just can't walk or drive to them. Guess what? Some of them deliver. Some of them got drug take-back boxes. They don't even have those little number spitting out devices because you have to wait in a long line. You don't have to do that. So spend your money at a hometown pharmacy. Support your hometown. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
So we have an interesting story here you might want to comment on. Don Lemon.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Another left-wing CNN correspondent. He asked Gladys Knight, isn't she worried that her decision to sing the national anthem at Sunday's Super Bowl will negatively impact on her career? Now, why would you even ask a question like that? She sang it beautifully. She sang it movingly. And Don Lemon says, well, aren't you worried that it's going to impact on your career?
Oh, my gosh. She's already, like, multi-triple platinum 20
times
over.
Well, here's what she said. And God bless her. She said, for me, it's just about respect. I'm just hoping it will be about our country and how we treat each other and being a great the great country that we are. Knight's remarks came in response to Mark Garagos, the attorney for former National Football League quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who accused performers of crossing an intellectual picket line to perform at Sunday's game and caring more about their career than about doing the right thing.
I think we need to tell the attorney that what happens is the NFL protests now fail the Who Cares test. We're back to watching football.
Well, I mean, for Don Lemon to even ask her that question, you know, do you believe your career is in jeopardy for singing the national anthem?
She is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she doesn't need Don Lemon's help.
Yes, her album sales are plummeting down to a million a day.
I don't think she's worried about that very much.
No, and she's a classy lady, a great singer, a great talent, always has been. You know, and for him to ask a question like that, it was like he was pursuing his political agenda as usual.
It must be difficult for him.
It must be. He and what's the other guy from CNN?
Honey, there's white towels in this hotel room. Why?
Let's get rid of them.
Racist people.
Well, they've got him. They've got Van Jones saying the president's speech was psychotically incoherent. You know, they've got Jim Acosta, whose disdain for the president and everybody in the government is beyond the pale.
He hates everything.
Yeah. So, I mean, they at least this morning, who is the former NBC reporter with the gray hair that used to do Face the Nation or Meet the Press? He's now on CNN. I can't think of his name.
Face the Nation?
He did. Yeah, he was with, I think it was with NBC. I may be wrong.
Oh, Meet the Press.
Gregory. What's his first name?
Oh.
Dick Gregory is a comedian who died. No.
But Gregory is the correct, one of the correct names.
Yeah, he's now, and he at least this morning was attempting to be fair, but, mm-hmm. You know, they've got quite a few of these people like Acosta and Lemon and Jones who have no interest in objectivity, no interest in fairness, and zero interest in getting things right.
When you said Fox News wasn't all that far gone, though.
They were pretty far in the bag for the president. I mean, they focused on that.
Cindy, go right ahead.
Did he ask her if she'd been abducted by aliens?
No, he didn't.
He didn't get to. That was his follow-up question, but he never had a chance to get it in. So.
Oh, that's a shame. Because that's just the kind of girl. Is she having a zillion-dollar divorce? Or, you know,
honest,
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Does your husband still beat you?
Oh,
yes.
Dear.
I mean, it's just, it's become ridiculous. Just every time these people shoot off their mouths with these kind of ridiculous questions, ask yourself if they've been abducted by aliens, because that's the kind of journalism.
Well, and that's Don Lemon. Yeah, I never really noticed him that much, but my lovely bride, who's more conservative than me, said, "Oh my gosh, there he goes again." And I said, "What are you talking about? Listen to all of his questions. He can ask about the weather and insert race into it."
You know? Yes. Aliens. Alien abduction.
He may have been abducted by aliens. Who knows? All right. We'll be back and do this all again tomorrow.
Do you think the aliens' career will still thrive after
they sang the national anthem
the
of Mars?
This is WKOK Sunbury.